Assalamu alaikum, dear viewers. Peace and blessing be upon you all. In the last two decades, there has been a dramatic increase in the population of Muslim converts in Latin America. It is worth mentioning that this shift started right after the 9/11 incident, when the Islamophobic atmosphere was at its all-time high in the US. The majority of these reverts were previously either Christian or atheist. Anyhow, the question that arises is, why are the Latinos so attracted to Islam? In this video, we'll take a dig into exactly that. So, let's begin. If we talk about the statistics, research carried out by the Pew Research Center in 2017 revealed that about 8% of all Muslim American adults are Latino. According to the Islam in Spanish Organization for the Latinos, as of today, there are more than 250,000 Latino Muslims in the United States that account for the growth of 700% in the last 10 years. In interviews, Latino Muslim converts say that they are drawn to Islam because the religion entails sheer devotion to God, simplicity in principles of faith, and focus on community, things which were lacking in their former faith. However, accepting the Islamic lifestyle does not come without various hurdles, as these converts have to give up their former religious beliefs and often break family ties. A Latino in his early 40s named Luis Lopez said his shahada alongside his son back in 2019. When Lopez was a child, he used to spar alongside Muslims while boxing, which earned him many close Muslim acquaintances. He almost lost his life in 1997 in gang violence. A year later, he had a son, who was later to guide him in his spiritual journey to Islam. Anyway, Lopez was introduced to Islam by his Muslim friends, and he had begun studying about the religion from his early 20s. Although Lopez's son Luis was baptized and confirmed in the Catholic Church, he was more inquisitive in the spiritual life than his father and his family. He knew that Christianity doesn't have the answers he was looking for. Ultimately, Luis came across Islam, and it intrigued him enough that he convinced his father to accept Islam alongside himself. Luis said that Islam appealed to him because it focused on prayers to God alone, and not to God and Jesus or saints. Luis is not the only Latino to have converted to Islam, mainly because of the exclusivity of God that it emphasizes. According to a 2017 report in the Journal of Race, Ethnicity, and Religion, in a survey of 560 Latino reverts, around 94% mentioned the desire for a more direct, personal experience of God to be one of the prime reasons for their conversion. Coming back to Lopez and his son, they say they don't regard stereotypes that paint Muslims largely as extremists. The younger Lopez said, "They, people, can say what they want. There is no reason to fear because you are doing the right thing." With their conversion, Lopez and his son are now part of a growing segment of the Latino population who are abandoning Christianity for Islam. Moving forward, if we classify the Latino converts according to gender, the ratio is in favor of Latino women. These women say that they are repelled by the Western measures of success, such as schooling, career, and money. They also argue that in the West, women display their influence through their bodies, and they are objectified, whereas in Islam, the sanctity of women is preserved through proper dressing, which not only makes them feel empowered, but also inevitably draws out respect from the opposite gender. Khadija Noor Tanju is a Latin American convert who came to the US from Colombia when she was 9. Her journey to Islam kickstarted when she married a Muslim man. Being followers of Christianity, her family was appalled by this union, and they made insensitive comments about Muslims being extremists. However, Tanju's husband assured her that he could never think of harming her. Nevertheless, Tanju felt an urge to know more about her husband's religion, so she privately began to research Islam and even watched a YouTube series on the subject. One night, while she was listening to a sermon, she was completely subdued by its effect, and at that very moment, she decided to become a Muslim. In 2015, she converted. Her family didn't have an intense reaction at first. However, as soon as she started practicing Islam and covering her head with a hijab, their disapproval was apparent. Moving forward, Tanju started wearing hijab because she was looking to lead a pious life as a Muslim. However, she had her insecurities about covering her head, mainly because she felt she was alone in her spiritual journey. Luckily for her, she later found the North Hudson Islamic Educational Center in Union City, where around 10% of the congregation is Latinos. In an interview, she said, "I feel really happy. I don't feel lonely in my spiritual path." Latino Muslim groups believe that Islam is part of their heritage. They say that the 800-year-old Moorish rule of Spain left an Islamic influence on Hispanic language and culture, so they are simply returning to their old ways. This relation between Latinos and Islam has been beautifully pointed out by Harold Morales in his book, Latino and Muslim in America: Race, Religion, and the Making of a New Minority. We're not choosing to abandon Latin culture or embrace marginalization. We're choosing to embrace something that's already there. Morales also says that the 2016 election cycle, characterized by hate speech and bias crimes against Latinos and Muslims, helped bring the two groups even closer, especially on issues like immigration and discrimination. With that being said, this in-depth analysis into the Latino-Muslim converts comes to an end. May Allah keep us all steadfast in our deen. Ameen.